The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
ונשמת אברהם בן אסתר רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן אמן אמן תראיז דף על חטא מול ראשון and we are starting אמר רבי מרחמה it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down אמר רבי מרחמה זאת אומרת המקביה מציעה לחברו קנה חברו רבי מרחמה מצקה בפרי חדוש You pick up a mitzi'ah for your friend, the friend is koneh. That's a big hadush. And he wants to use it based on the rule of zakhin, adam shlo b'fanav. I can be zocheh for somebody, even though he's not in front of me, because it's a chut. Who would not want a mitzi'ah? Mm-hmm. Even though, in this case, by him picking it up for the uven, he's hurting a third party, because Shimon could have picked it up for himself. He says, no, I'll bring you a proof from my mishnah, that by mitzi'ah, you could pick it up for somebody else, and the other guy's koneh. It works. What's my proof, he says? Because if you're going to say that you cannot pick up mitzi'ah for your friend, and the guy's not koneh, tiasezu kemi shemunachat al gabe karka, vezu kemi shemunachat al gabe karka, velo yikne loze, veloze, אלא שמע מינה, אלא לא שמע מינה, מגביה מציע לחברו, קנה חברו. גם אם הרחבה בזה לא יפה ממשנה. Two guys pick up a מציעה, one guy's holding half, one guy's holding half. So what do we say? Yeah, local, this guy gets, he's holding on to, this guy goes holding on to. Now, premise, you can only be קונה any part of the תלית, only if you're holding the whole תלית. If a guy's walking in the street, picks up half a talit, another half is on the ground, okay. So he's not going to even half. Right. You got to make a full kinyan. On the whole, you lift up the whole, so then you can be kinyan at least where your hand is, where he's holding. Reuven and Shimon, they're partners, eh? They come to the talit, oh, mitziah, mechavon, let's pick it up together. They pick it up together. What's the mechanics how this is going to work? Must be Reuven. When he picks up his side, he's zoche his side for himself and for his friend. And Shimon picks up his side for himself and for his friend. So basically, they all have the whole talit picked up, and therefore, they split it. And therefore, I can learn from there that a mitzi'ah that I find in the street, I can pick it up for my friend, just like the uven. Isn't he picking up his side for himself and for his friend? Because if you're going to say that the uven could only pick up his side for his side, but not for the Uven. So therefore, and Shimon the same way. So therefore, when the Uven's picking up this, he only has half, because he doesn't have anything on the other side, and Shimon doesn't have anything on the other side as well. Therefore, none of them should make AK. A third guy should be able to come and grab it away from both of them. From the fact that the Mishnah is saying it works, Shema Mina, that by Mitziah, you can be connected for your friend. To that, the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. For the simple reason that when I'm picking up a mitziah for my friend, you know why he's not koneh? Because I'm hurting somebody else. And a zechut has to be a perfect zechut. Yeah, you want to know the pshat in the Mishnah? New concept. When Reuven picks up his hair for the talit, he has a kinyan for himself. Once already he has a kinyan for himself, he is getting something. Right. So now he can be zocheh for his friend. And Shimon, he's getting something. His kinyan is half for himself. He can be zocheh for his friend. But it's not mitziah to be zocheh totally for the next guy? Yeah. You don't have that migu. Therefore, it doesn't work. The mechanics of that mishnah is working. Migu is zakel enough. Just like a little oh. And I'll prove it to you. She'ilu amal shiluchos sevik anovli veganav patur. Guy tells his shaliyah, do me a favor, go steal for me. The shaliyah goes and steals. Who's chayav? The shaliyah. Right? Because in shalad vara vera, patur. However, v'shutafim sheganvu, thieves that are partners in crime, that stole, chayavim. Oh, means when one of the thieves go and picks it up, the other guy's Hayab as well. Because they're partners. What's the logic? Because when he picks up for himself, he has Kavanah for his friend as well. And therefore, since he himself makes a Kinyan, he can be Koneh for his partner. His partner's going to be Hayab in the Gereba. Shma mina. Good. Amar Rava, so Rava extends this Hiddush over here. Hashta da amar tamrina migu de migu. Now that we still want this migu, cheresh pikeya, cheresh upikeya. Shigvi umetzia, metok shana cheresh kana pikeya. Cheresh has a kinyan de rabbanan. Really, in the Torah, cheresh cannot be called anything. The rabbis made a kinyan mid rabbanan on them because otherwise they don't want people stealing things from harishim. So the kesh adom. Okay, I don't care. There's a kinyan. Good. Cheresh pikeya pick up. So I'll say half of the item should belong to the pikeya, half of the item should belong to the cheresh, because they both have kinyanim. And if I can use the principle of migu de zaki, then afshe zaki nami lechavre. So the Gemara says, wait, not so fast. Bishlama cheresh kana. The cheresh I can say has a kinyan. Why? The kam magba le ben daat, because he has on the other side the pikeya, meaning what the cheresh picks up, his half, he has.
Lifted.
He lifted it. Yes. He has a kinyan drabanan. The pikeya, he also has a kinyan what he's picking up. Migu de zachin and avsheh, zachin ami lechavre on this half that the pikeya is picking up. So the cheresh basically is holding the whole. That's why he's good. However, in a pikeya, be my kana. But the pikeya, how's he going to be kone? Which means, yes, what the pikeya picked up, his half he has. But the cheresh, migu de zachir nafseh zachir lechavre, how did the cheresh on the kinyan de rabbanan be makne that half to the pikeya? So the pikeya only has half. So therefore, you cannot apply the rule of migu de zachir nafseh zachir lechavre by a pikeya and a cheresh. Because, are you right? I'll apply another migu. Ela ema cheresh kana pikeya lo kana. Right, change it. Say the cheresh will be kone, and the pikeach no. So Yomara says, umay migu, and what's the migu? Which means, Rava came along and made a statement. Rava said, now that you said migu, so I'm going to say that when you have a case of a cheresh and a pikeach, the cheresh is going to be kone. Which migu? It's not migu de zachir nafse, zachir nami de havre. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, "Migu deshne harashin be'alma kanu." Hayname kani. Oh, look at Rashi. Start Rashi. Umay migu. Ikal de memar acha de kamar ashta damat migu. Amrinan migu. Amrin migu. The cheresh amay kane. Halo zache pikeach lenafshe. Denema de zachin ame lechavre velo avya hagbaha de pikeach hagbaha, which means what's the migu that you want to use? So the Gemara says it's the migu of shne hershin. What's that over here?
Two deaf mutes.
If two deaf mutes picked up, so then each one is equal.
Yes.
So they're both going to be koneh. Yeah. Because they have a kinyan for themselves, and they have a kinyan for the other guy, for the other cheresh, because they're on equal footing.
Yeah.
Which means, but two cheresh pick up a tallit.
Correct.
In that case, we're going to say what? Both of them have migu de zakeh nafshe, zakeh de havre, migu de zakeh nafshe. In the case of two cheresheim, and therefore, what was he coming on to say? Ela'em, I'm starting again. Rava was really saying like this. It's a different migu, exactly. Cheresh kana pikeach lo kana. And what's the migu that we're going to say that the cheresh is going to be kone? You cannot say it's migu de zakeh nafshe, zakeh de havre. Ela, the migu is going to be what? Migu de shne cheresheim be'alma kanu, hainamu kanu, which is two cheresheim. If they would pick up a mitzi'ah, biyachad, they would be koneh? Because Hakamim made it takana for harshim. So therefore, the hagbaha of a cheresh of one, with a pikeah, will be koneh. Since the cheresh has a kinyan, legabe another cheresh, so therefore I'll say he has a kinyan also that he picked up with a
Pikeach.
Normally, I should say, if you're going to say migu de zaki le nafshe zaki le havre, I should say the heresh should be kone, and the pikeach not. Oh, but Rava made a migu to come along and say that it works. How? So the Gemara says, umay migo, what's the migo? So he says, migo de shnei chereshin ba'al makanu, hayname kani. Therefore, since if a cheresh picked up with another cheresh, we're going to say, migo de zachi l'nafshe, on his side, he's also bizokeh for another cheresh, which is equal footing. So hu adin, migo de zachi l'nafshe, zachi nami le pikeyah, which is once already the cheresh has a kinyan in one area, I can say already, Lama Kinyan Ligabedi Pikeya. Look at that she, who might me go to that she again, Ika le Memar, Haka de Kabarashta Dama Migudaminam, Migo Beheresh, and my Kani, Halozaki Pikeya and Afshe, the Rema Zaki Namila Havre. Exactly, Vedov Yakba, the Pikeyakba. Exactly, you cannot say Migu Zaki Namila Zaki Namila Havre, because what the Heresh has is only for himself, but he cannot be Zoket for the Pikeya. You're right, Migu Zaki for another. Cheresh, zachi nami for the pikeyah. So now the Gemara says, "Hi, my, what kind of sevara is this?" Right? That's why you can't swallow. If them say lomar hamagbiya mitziyah lachaveru kana chaveru, which means if you're going to say that hamakne a guy picks up a mitziyah for his friend kana chaveru, hani mili echad dekam magbiya le'adata dechavre. That's only because why you're picking it up for the kavana of your friend. However, with the cheresh and the pikeach, hay adate dide kamagbele, which is the pikeach over here is picking up the talet for himself, and therefore iu lo kane laacharini makne, which means if he himself cannot acquire it, is he going to acquire it for his friend? What's the kavana's question? Means. If two came pick up an item, I can understand the mechanics, because I know I'm picking it up for myself and for my friend, he's picking it up for himself and for me, so basically we both have a full kinyan, and therefore we can split it. Mashiach, when I'm picking up, and Pikeach's picking up an item for a Heresh, he knows that this Heresh over here has no Kavanah for him on his side.
Right.
So therefore in that case, the Pikeach is not going to have Kavanah for the Heresh. Therefore, why he's not having kavanah to be makneh to the Heresh. So therefore, in this case over here, nobody should be koneh.
Right.
It shouldn't work, not for the pikeach, and not for the Heresh. The sevarat you're saying will not work by pikeach veres. And the really Gemara says, you're right. Ela ema, mitok shelo kana pikeach, lo kana Heresh. And therefore, that's what Rabbi was really saying. Now that you're coming along to say that two guys that pick up a mitziah, it only works mita'amigu. Right, amigu de zaki de nafshe, zaki na na havre. That'll only work by pikim that pick up a mitziah. But a pikeach and a cheresh to pick up a mitziah, it's not going to work for either of them, because the pikeach is not going to be makne for the cheresh, because he knows the cheresh cannot give it back to him. So therefore, af echad koneh. So therefore, the base that was Rabbi's chiddush. V'chi tema, or maybe you're going to come along and tell me, ma'ishena mishte cheresin de alma, which means.
Cheresh will be happy with half.
Two cheresim, when they pick up, the rabbis made a takana.
They split it.
That each guy splits it. So what's the difference between shnei cheresim? Right? Which is, madua lo tiknu hakem shikne gam cheresh megbe biyachad im pikeach on derke shalom, which means, what's the reason why by two cheresim they made a takana? Derke shalom, two cheresim pick it up, we don't want to start saying they don't have a kinyan bichla, so make the same thing whenever, pikeach and cheresh, mepne derke shalom, to keep the peace, say that what? That the kinyan is hal. Says, hatam takiru drabbanan de lo ate le insuye. Which means, dachami made a takana when two cheresim find the mitziah, that what?
They don't argue.
They're not going to argue with a third party that comes and grabs it. If you're going to say what, then when two cheresim pick up, nobody's going to. The third guy's going to come and grab it. It's going to come to a machloket. They say, what do you mean? We picked it up. However, by a case of the cheresim pikeach, memar amar pikeach lo kane ana ikne, which means the cheresh himself can understand it. Which means, or he'll say to himself, the Pikeach himself doesn't get it. I should get it?
Yeah.
Which means it's not going to come to lead, which if a third guy comes and takes it from the Pikeach and the Hirish, he understands. If the Pikeach is not getting it, I'm not better than the Pikeach. But two Hirshim, they're not going to... Yeah, which means that much he understands. He can't talk maybe, he's not a Shoteh. So therefore, Lingabe to Hirshim, now you let a third guy go take it. Hey, what are we?
I have a kinyan
over you. You take them away. Shalom, Zed, Arche Shalom, they can keep it. Mashikin Haresh and Pikeya, by saying none of them are going to be Kone, it won't lead to Mahloket. Because bottom, when a third party takes it, the Haresh is going to say, what do you mean? You take away from me? Say, you know what? They took away from me. They took away from the smart guy also, the Pikeya. So what am I? The boy won't come to the insulia. That's the between two Harashin and the Pikeya. And it is. Do you care that Rami Bar Chama Mehekal? Okay, now he's going back to the case. Yeah. Rami Bar Chama learned somewhere in our Mishnah that when two guys pick up a talet, you split it, because we say Migu, the Zachin the Nafshe, Zachin the Megachavre. He wanted to bring an ayat from the case of Mitziah.
Which case?
What was his ayat? He wanted to say from the case of our Mishnah that we say when two guys pick up a talet, you split it, must be that when a guy picks up a Mitziah, he can be Konet for his friend. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara said, for which case, by the way? Yeah. Two guys pick up a talit, you say you split it. Right? And then Rami Bar Chama is coming along to say over here, oh, you see you're splitting it. Hatam, Haika Amar Kula Sheli, Van Agbata Kule. It's not a case with the partners of it.
Yeah.
Each guy's claiming the whole thing is mine.
Therefore, we split it.
Another guy's saying the whole thing is mine. And I picked it up over there. And therefore,
that can be the case.
Nobody's able to you cannot give it a ayah from that case because they didn't pick it up together for the next guy. You got to bring me a case from the Mishnah where one guy picks it up for himself and there's a kinyan for the next guy.
Yeah.
Over here, each guy's picking it up and saying, Kula, Shiri. Look at that sheen, please. Mecha. How can you even attempt to think in our Mishnah in that case, nobody will be kone. And then the third party come along and take it. Nobody over here is saying, I picked it up for you. Which means, these two guys, each guy saying, I picked up. What's the third guy going to come along and say? You have no claim to grab it. Why a mitziah? By a case where what? Each guy's picking up half. So then if you don't work with the mechanics of, I'm picking it up half for myself and half for my friend, if you don't say, then a third guy can come along and say, oh, nobody picked it up, I'm taking it.
Exactly.
But by a case with Zil Mekula Sheli, where are you coming from?
Yeah.
It's between me and him. You have no claim. So Rami Bar Chama cannot learn his deen of Mitziah from the case of Zil Mekula Sheli, Zil Mekula Sheli.
Ela me'adiktani,
Zil Mekula Sheli, Zil Mekula Sheli. Ela what? From the fact that we said in the Mishnah, which means, why did the Mishnah have to say, it said, Ani mitzatiha. Ze omer, Ani mitzatiha. Ve ze omer, Ani mitzatiha. Ze omer, kula shili. Ve ze omer, kula shili. What do you need to both?
Redundancy.
Ela me Mishnah yetera, shma' mina, magbiya mitziya lehavero, kana havero. Which means, the Mishnah could have sufficed by just saying, Ze omer, kula shili, ze omer, kula shili. What do you have to say? Ze omer, Ani mitzatiha, ve ze omer, Ani mitzatiha. Is that redundant?
Yeah.
I found it. They're basically saying the same thing. And that's coming to add a new case. That in a case where two people found an item together and they come and pick it up, they both could be koneh.
Yeah.
So therefore it comes out there's two cases in our Mishnah. There's one case in the Mishnah where two guys are coming for the betin, kula sheli, kula sheli. And then you have another case in the Mishnah that hamagbiya mitzi'a lechavero, kana chavero. Totally different case. There's no argument over here.
Yeah.
The second case is just teaching a big hadush. Two guys walk, they're not even walking into the betin, by the way. There's no argument
between them.
Which means, I'll tell you what the argument is. Two guys pick up a mitziah, or no. But two guys pick up a mitziah. One guy's picking it up for himself and for his friend, and the other guy at the same time. That would happen. A third guy says, hey, both of you did nothing. And he grabs it, Betin's going to say, hey fella, you cannot grab it. Mm. What do you mean? Each guy picked up half a talit, and it's considered the other half is on the ground. No. Migu de zachi le nafshe, zachi le havre on this half, and Shimon did it. On the other. So basically it's as if each one picked up
the whole,
and that's the Chiddush of Mishnah from the extra words of Magbiya, from what are you talking about? We use that already.
Taken.
Sorry, the case was used already. Remember we asked this earlier in the Gemara. What do you need two cases for? It's the same case. Oh no, it's two cases. One case is two guys are coming into Beit Din fighting with each other. Hey, I found it. And then it's the Mitziah case. And each guy's claiming that it's his. That's one case. And the second case was talking about Kulashili by Mekah HaMemkar. By a business deal. They're coming in with a talit. Hey, I bought it. He sold it to me. The other guy says, he sold it to me. So you don't have a case where two guys are picking up a talit for each other. Either the case is the arguing who found it first, or the arguing on who bought it first. But we don't have a room to learn your case of they're both picking it up for each other. What was that case?
Yeah.
So Gemara says, Ela Misefa. Rami Bar Hamaz Din is from the Sefa. Ze Omer Kula Shili, Ze Omer Chesya Shili. What was the Sefa of the Krishna? One guy claims along and says the whole talit is mine, and the other guy comes along and says half the talit is mine. So what do we say? One guy gets three quarters, and one guy gets one quarter. Hatulam ali, which means, what are you teaching me in this case over? We know, shtaymo azim betalit, you split it. So the same thing, why? Two guys are holding on to it, you divide it. So two cases over here, where you have one guy's holding on to the whole thing, one guy's saying half. So therefore, look at the half, for sure you give it to one guy. And then you have a machloket on the other half, so you split it. This guy gets a quarter, and this guy gets a quarter. So therefore, it's the same case in the Mishnah. I mean, it's just different numbers, but it's the same principle. Oh, ela me Mishnah yeterash, wa minam agbiyam etzela chaverok, and chaverok. From that case, it's talking about a case where what? They both picked up the talit for each other, meaning to split it, and it's teaching in a dina, when you pick it up for your friend, from that extra case.
No.
Oh, who told you that last case over there with the hole in the half is talking about a lost object? Maybe it's a business transaction. I bought the whole thing. I have it. Maybe it's in a business case.
Yeah.
Oh, then you go back to the same girl. We know the case. Mekah HaMemkar, you told me. Ze omer ani kaniya. Kanitiyav ze omer ani kaniya. What do you do?
Halkin.
We said, Halkin. Yeah. It's the same.
Must be Messiah.
So it must be Messiah, which means, no. And, no. If you're going to tell me that what? It's about Mekah HaMemkar. Mekah HaMemkar. So it's also redundant. I'll tell you, no. I can tell you Hadush and Mekah HaMemkar. What's the Hadush? It's Tariq. Sagada da Gamina, Haide Ka Amar, Hetsya Sheli, Leve Kemeshiv Aveda, Velipater, Kamash Malan, Dehai Erume Kamarin, Sabar I Amina Kula Sheli Bain Neshtebue, Emahi Deve Kemeshiv Aveda Vepater, which means, I'll tell you Hadush. In the case where Zeome Kula Sheli, Zeome Kula Sheli, the deen is what? Yahloku. No, that's case number one. In the Ka'am Memka. Case number two, I would have thought like this. Hay de Ka'amar Hachya Shili. What is the guy really claiming? Half of it is mine.
I swear.
Let him be believed. Because he could have came along and said, the whole thing is mine. As a migu. If I wanted to lie, I could have said the whole thing. The fact that I'm saying Hachya Shili shows what? That I'm like a Meshiv Aveda. When a guy returns a lost object, and he comes along and says, this is the item, we believe him. Because he didn't have to come forward at all.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I'm coming forward and saying, Modeh, half is yours, but half is mine. I would have thought, what? The one that says, Hachashi can be considered like a Meshiv Aveda. Vilipater. And therefore he should be Patu for making a Shivua. He should be Ne'eman. Kamash Malan, you know. The guy's a wise guy. The guy's a tricky guy. Savar yamina kula shli b'ayin eshtebu'e. He's saying, listen, if I say kula shli, they're going to make me swear. Ema aki, I'll say He knows what he's doing. It's premeditated. Yeah. I'll say half. That's why he said, no. You wanted to say half? You know, you're a wise guy. You think we're going to fall for that over here and give it to you without the shivua? No. You're making a half. Swear. And then we'll give you a quarter. Which means there's a hadush in the second case of the Mishnah.
Premeditated.
Which means like this. The Gemara said, the sefa is extra. No, it's not extra. Sefa is talking about Mekal Memkar. What's the hadush in that case then? We know it already. Oh, I'll tell you the hadush. What happens? This guy says, I have the whole thing. This guy comes in and says, hef. I would have said, you got to believe the guy of hef. He said, Mashiach Aveda. He could have said, what? The whole thing is mine. And he said, hef. You got to believe him. Oh, so Kamashma, no, Yishaba. Because the only reason why he said hef is because he was trying to get away from the Shivwa, by thinking that he's going to be Patur. Kamashma, even when he says hef, we don't trust him. Ella, he has to make a trust. So basically what we're saying is there's a hiddush, which means there's a hiddush in the sefer of the Mishnah as well. So we're back to the question, where did you learn from any case in the Mishnah that when a guy picks up a mitziah for his friend and he picks up for his friend, the migud zakin nafshe zakin amla? Where do you learn that from? Ela, from the case of the animals. Two guys riding on the animal. So what do we say? Split it. Same mechanics. Which means maybe you're going to tell me that the chadush is what? That the chivas kone. How do I know the chivas kone? Maybe the chadush of the Mishnah is over there, that the guy who's riding an animal, the rider is considered a kone. Right? Even though you didn't make meshicha. So that's the chadush. Are you right? Lord, I have no. Ela mesefa, bizman chen modin. Oh,
they both agree.
When they both agree, that was under the Mishnah. When they both agree to each other, or sheish them edim, or there's witnesses that they both picked it up together. Holkin below shivua. They split the item without a shivua. Bemai, what's the case? Ibe mekar o memkar sirichal memar, which means if it was amicable when they both bought it. Isn't that an obvious case? And there's witnesses that saw them both buy it. So of course it's which means. You have witnesses, they both went into the store, they both bought it amicably together, they're both agreeing. Of course you split it. Another case was La must be talking about where they found it together. And they picked it up together. Oh, so what's the hadush of the Mishnah? Witnesses come along and say, yes indeed, they because there's a third guy over here claiming,
I got it.
So the witness goes, no, these guys picked it up together. So what's the hadush? I'll tell you what the hadush is. That's a hadush. Because if you don't say, then the third guy can take it. So the hadush over here is, both pick up. Witnesses come along and say, by the way, we saw them both pick it up together. But the third guy comes along and says, but I got it. No, I'm sorry.
They picked up together.
And therefore, he picks up for himself and for his friend. The Rava Malecha, Rava says, Migu de Zakir Nafshe, Zachi, Nami Lechavre. What's Rava saying?
That's it. That's the proof. That's
right. And that's the Naya from the extra case of the Mishnah. That's the proof. That's the source. From the extra part of the Mishnah, the Sefa. That's what. Which you must be talking about Mitziah. Oh, so about Mitziah. It must be only with the mechanics of Migud Zachi Nafshe. So, just to review outside what took place. Which means like this. It all started from Rami Bar Hama, by the way. Rabbi Bar Hama said like this. He came along and said, I have a big hadush from my Mishnah. You know what hadush I learned from my Mishnah? I'm going straight to the end now. You know what I learned from the end of our Mishnah? Get this good now. From the end of our Mishnah, it's an extra case. Two guys held on to an object, and they're modeh. They picked up together, witnesses being modeh. So what do we say? Beautiful, split it. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the Rami Bar Hama says, hey, you know what this teaches me? This teaches me unbelievable chadush. That when a stammer guy goes in the street, he can pick up a mitziah for his friend. Because mm-hmm. didn't that happen in our Mishnah?
Right. Yeah.
Where each guy's picking up a mitziah for himself and for his friend. So Rami Bar Hama didn't make the chiduk of Rava. Rami Bar Hama, just like when two guys are picking it up, one guy can pick it up for his friend. So too, when one guy picks it up, he can pick it up for his friend. To that, the Rava Amar Lecha, at the end of his Gemara, Rava comes to Rami Bar Hama and says, what are you talking? It's not analogous. The case of the Mishnah works with a different rule. Miku de zachi le nafshe zachi nami le chavre. That's why it's kone. Because since he's kone for himself, he could be kone for his friend. But stam a guy that picks up a mitziah on the street, no good. Because you're hurting somebody else.
Exactly.
So now we understand what Rami Bar Hama tried to say and where he tried to say it from. And what the Rava attacked him. Rami Bar Hama tried to come along and say, oh, I got an extra case at the end of my Mishnah. What do you need that case for? What's the case? Two guys are holding up to a mitziah, and they're both agreeing, and witnesses say they picked it up together. Oh, so what the Hadush over here is? I'll tell you, Hadush. They split it, okay, good. To teach me what? That Hamagbiya mitziah La Havero, Kana Havero.
Yes.
Rabbah says, wait. No, you're comparing apples and oranges. Hamagbiya mitziah La Havero, I'll tell you, Lo Kana. Because when I'm picking it up, he himself is not connected to it. Therefore, you want to be zochit for somebody else, where you're hurting somebody else? No good. Al Mishnah. When he's picking up the half, he's koneh the half for himself. Therefore, he can be koneh that half also for the other guy. And Shimon as well. Therefore, Rabbi Bar Hama, nice try, but no proof. Gemara continues. Hayushanaim Rochbin. So we learned the case in the Mishnah. Two guys were riding on a hamor. Ze omer kol hashini, ze omer kol hasheli. So the din of the Mishnah is yachloku. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar li Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef Sar Yehuda told me, Shamait mine de Mor Shemuel. I heard from Mor Shemuel, Tarte. I heard two halachot. One halacha was on Rachuv. Then you had a guy riding on an animal, and one guy being noheg the animal, meaning either hitting it and causing it to move, or drawing it or leading it. Had kane vehad lo kane. And Rav Yehuda said, in one of the cases, the guy's kone, and one of the cases, he's not kone. Velo yadana heminayu. But I don't know which case he said kone on, and which case he said lo kone. Meaning there's two dinim. He talked about Rochev and he talked about Manhig. And he said, one is Kone, one is not Kone. I don't know which one he said Kone and which he said not Kone. Rashi top line. Shamati mimenu shne devarim. Din Rachuv v'din Manhig. Behad amar li Kani. Behad amar li lo Kani v'lo Yadana. But I don't know what somewhat. I don't know the case and I don't know what the din is. The Gemara is going to start discussing what the case is. Hechid amen. If it's talking about mash, two different cases, you have a guy riding on a hamor, umanhig lechude, and then he gave a case of a manhig lechude, and what? And Rav Yosef or Shemuel was mesupak, shemat me demo Shemuel tata, which means, and Rav Yehuda was mesupak, what Shemuel said kani and what he said lo kani, that cannot be. Because nobody's going to doubt that a person's manhig of behema, but that it's kone. That's considered Meshicha. So you cannot tell me that was the case, that he had a Sefer. Because if the case was Manhig and Rochev, then for sure we know what he was saying. Manhig would be Kone, and Rochev would not be Kone. Rochev would be a case where the guy is just like sitting on the animal itself without it causing it to move. And then we know exactly what he was talking about. Manhig lechude mi'ika manda amar lo kani? Is it possible? So therefore that could not have been the case where Rav Yehuda had a safek. Ela must be. Look at Rashi. Ine marachuv lechude she'enachen manhig imo. Stam, the guy's just sitting on the animal himself. Ubacher menashuk v'chotfo. And another guy comes and grabs the animal from him. V'menu b'fanenu u'moshchalik notani makes meshicha. V'chen manhig, or the other case would be manhig. ואין רחוב אמו, nobody's on it, הוא בא אחר וחוטפו ממנו ופנן את כותו וכמה שמו באחד מנהו דלא קני, ומן דחתיו שפיל חתיו, הוא בא אל רב יהודה בהם מנהן, I don't know which one, מנהיג דחודם איקה למן דמה דלא קני, המשיכה איזו, ובהמן נקנית במשיכה ומי תברי לרב יהודה יוודאי אמן שוב באחד מיני דלא קני if a show he said לא קני it's got to be on the רחוב וכמה זה כזו המשיכה בעינה משהו זה יוג'י נהיה ממש המשיכה you have to the animal has to move but just sitting is not enough so if the case was talking about two separate cases one case was רוכב a guy sitting I'm alone סתם and one guy's being נוהג that you had a ספק ודאי זה נוהג is קני meaning if he pulled the animal or he hit the animal the animal move ודאי is קונה and if somebody else took it he has no right it belongs to the first guy and ודאי then the רוכב means לא קונה because רוכב is not enough just to sit on the animal you actually have to cause the animal to win let's look at it so that could not have been your ספק so where was the ספק but I say אלא איקה לממד אלא קני רכובו דאיקה לממד אלא again continue reading אלא איקה לממד אלא we're going to say Delokani Rachuv Udika Lememar. Right? And then Delokani will be on the case of Rachuv, which means Noheg would be Kone, Vadak was made a Meshicha, and Rachuv be Lokane. There should be no Safek in that case. Ela, you know what the case that he had Safek on? Rachuv Bimkom Manhig. We're talking about where there's one guy sitting on the animal, and at the same time somebody is being Moshech the animal. Right? So the question is, which kinyan overpowers? Mm-hmm. Meaning, really I can tell you, generally speaking, could be rochev is koneh. Mm-hmm. Meaning when a guy sits on the animal and the animal moves alone, maybe that can consider a kinyan. And when a guy's noheg the animal, if he hits it and causes it to move and things like that, it can be koneh. We're discussing simultaneously, when one guy's rochev and the other guy's noheg, which kinyan is a stronger kinyan? What are the two sides? Do I say, well, the guy that's rochev, he's mamas sitting on the animal. So that's a stronger kinyan. Or do I say, no, the noheg is a stronger kinyan because he's actually pulling the animal or causing the animal to walk, to move. So that's the Gemara's question. Ela, rachuv bimkom manhik, ibayale. Mai, rachuv adif, do you say that rachuv is stronger? Dehat tafizba, because mamas he's sitting on the animal. Or dilma manhik adif da'azam mahmateh. He's going, the animal's moving, as a result, look at Rashi, אלא רחוב במקום מנהיג, שניהם באים לפנינו. They both come to us simultaneously. זה רחוב וזה מנהיג, זה אומר כל השני, וזה אומר כל השני. אמר שמואל, and Shmuel made a statement, חד קני וחד לא קני. And if Yehuda was מסופק, which guy is the קונה, and which guy is not the קונה. When you have them both simultaneously, which guy is the stronger kinyan? Rachuv adif tatafisba, no matter he's on the animal. Maybe Meshikah is koneh only when nobody's on the animal. But if there's a rider, could be the rider is stronger. So the Mahlokah, or the Safik was which is the stronger Kinyan when they're both being done at the same time.
Yeah.
Good? Yeah. So he comes along and says, Amar Rav Yosef, also Rav Yosef answered the question, Amar li Rav Yehuda. He says, Rav Yehuda told me, Nechzi Anan, we can figure it out ourselves. From a different law, the law of kilayim. You know, there's a law that says you're not allowed to put two animals together and guide them together and work them together. It's yisur kilayim. So we have a mishnah. Ditnan hamanhig. A guy takes, let's say, two animals. I don't know, a shor and a hamor, and he guides them together. Meaning he hits them and causes them to go together. I guess they're attached and he causes them to move. So figure the arba'im. He gets malkut because that's the din of kilayim. Vayoshev bekaron. So figure to arba'im. Not only that, but a guy that's sitting in the back of the carriage, and the animals now move a little as a result of him sitting in the back, he's also considered involved in kilayim, and therefore he also gets so figure to arba'im. Rabbi Meir poter to Yosef bekaron. Okay, Rabbi Meir is poter. Oh, and we're not finished the question yet. We're not finished the proof yet. Umid apik Shmuel. Shmuel changed the shitot around in this Mishnah. Vetani v'achamim potrim et ha-yoshev bekaron. They made the majority opinion, which is the achamim say, that only the guy that actually hits it or draws it, the manhig is going to be out because he moved the arrow. The guy sitting in the karon, according to the achamim, are going to separate. So what do you see? Sitting is nothing. Just like sitting is not mechayev the gabe kelaim, even though the animal might move a little as a result of the guy sitting in the back. Similarly, when a guy's sitting on an animal is not a kinyan. And therefore, not a kinyan alone, and not a kinyan certainly when there's somebody else being noheg. Also, therefore, we're poshet the sefek. Rabbi Yehuda heard from Shmuel a case. The case talking about where there's a rochev and there's a manhig. He said, one kani, one lo kani. Now we understand the answer. The manhig is kone, and the rochev is not kone. And the ra'aya from shitat hachamim by kilayim. Shmaut mina rachuv lechude lo kane. Because sheken rachuv b'mkom manhig.
Of course.
Shmaut mina that what a rochev alone is not kone. Because sheken we have a noheg also, certainly it's not going to be kone. So we've solved our dilemma. Pishuto kamashmao. And it's the majority opinion after we made the ipuch. So therefore, very good. Amar le'abayel Rabbi Yosef. So here tells Rabbi Yosef. Hazmin segi'in, many times, amartlan nechze anan, you told us that we could figure it out ourselves, this question of rachuv, is it kone or not? And you told us that we could figure it out from the Mishnah by kilayim, velo amartlan mishemid Rabbi Yehuda. But you never told us that that's actually Rabbi Yehuda said it. Which means, Rabbi, we've heard you say this before, but we never heard you say it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. So, Amale Ibra. He said, you're right, by the way, it's true. It is from Rabbi Yehuda. You know, even though I didn't tell it to you from Rabbi Yehuda, it was Rabbi Yehuda. He says, now Rabbi Yosef's going to add more to the story what happened. Vedachrin, and he says, I remember. Nameh, De Amri Le, I asked Rabbi Yehuda, when he brought me the Ra'ayah from Kilayim, I asked him the following question. Hechi pashit mor rachuv mi Yosef. How could you bring me a ra'aya from mor rachuv mi Yosef? How could you bring me a ra'aya to rachuv on the animal when he's riding from a case of a guy sitting in the back by kilayim? Why is the big difference? Yosef lo tafis be mosira. Rachuv tafis be mosira. That's right. The guy sitting in the back, he's not holding on to the reins. The guy that's riding, lefahot, he's holding on to the reins. So could be, even though Yosef by Kilayim is not over, but Rochev can be konem mitam that he's holding on to the reins. The Mosira itself is a kinyan. So comes the Gemara and says, the Amar Li, Rav, and he told me back, Rav Yehuda answered me, Rav Ushmer Damitarvayu, Mosira lo kani. That, when it comes to a mitzi'ah, when it comes to being zocher from hefker, lifting reins is not enough. The only way you can be koneh from hefker is through a meshicha. So pay no attention to the reins. Reins, mosera, would be koneh legebe mekah homemkar. If I'm selling you something, so there's a dat makneh, so I can give you over the reins, you can take the reins. By kinyan, it'll work. But by zocher from hefker, like a mitziah, reins means nothing. So he says, therefore the analogy is a good analogy. Just like by kilayim. The guy sitting in the back, hachamim says nothing, even though they're causing it to move a bit, but that's considered nothing. Similarly, the guy sitting on the animal, that's not a kinyan, even though he's holding on to the reins. Reins is not koneh by a mitzi'ah, by a fker. Therefore, my proof is a good proof. Some say that Abayel told Rav Yosef straight. Hechi pashit mo rachuv mi Yosef. Yosef lo tafis be mosira. Rachuv tafis be mosira. Same question. Amale hachi tana idi. Idi, the Tana, said the following. Mosira lo kani. Same answer. Mosera is not kore by an avedah, only by a kenyan, by mekah or memkar, by selling something. Therefore, don't bring the mosera means nothing. Itmar name amar bihalba marvuna mosera mehavero kana. Bemitziau benechseager lo kane. Explicit, which means by nechseager is also a case of hefker. The ger died, no relatives, it's hefker. A guy comes along and goes to the animal, picks up the mosera, reins, not enough. My lashon mosira. Now we're going into the words. What is the word mosira? Where did they get that name from? Amar Abba, Idi asbera. The Idi explained it to me. Ke adam moser davar lachavero. Right, lashon moser, meaning like you transfer something to your friend. The reins is a form of transfer. Bishlama mechavero kari. Now we understand. Mechavero, when he's selling me the animal, dekamasad lechavre. He's moser it. Yeah, he's makne it. The guy gives it over to me. Ela b'metziah b'nechse hager, man kamasad ledelikne. There's no moser. It's coming from Efker. Therefore, the guy has to be koneh himself in a stronger way through a meshicha. Meti b'edekabra, that's a question. Hayu shnayim rochbim al gabe behema. Our Mishnah, by the way. What does our Mishnah say? Two guys are riding on a behemah. Ze omer kula sheli, ze omer kula sheli. So what do we say? You split it. Ela, what do you say over here? Rochev is koneh. What do you mean? You just said Rabbi Yehuda, Rochev is not koneh. Mani, oh. Ilema Rabbi Meir. So maybe you'll tell me our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Now, what did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir said in the case of Kilayim that not only is the guy that's moser the kilayim over, but the yoshev also. Yes. So if the Mishnah's following the Bimeir, hashtag yoshev kani, rachuv mevele. If you told me already in the Mishnah by kilayim that yoshev is enough, sure. You need to tell me in Mishnah that rochev is, certainly rochev is more than just yoshev. Yes. So if the Mishnah's the Bimeir, it would be superfluous. El alav rabbanan. Ela must be is going like the shita of the rabbis. Vishma minna rachuf kane. Oh, so you see what? Question against the Yehuda, because here you see that what? That a banana holding rachuf is actually kone. So therefore, how did you tell me that rachuf is not kone? Hachavim haskina b'manhig beraglav. Oh, he's sitting on the animal, but he's being manhig. How? He's kicking the side of the animal, causing it to move. So therefore, there's two ways to be manhig an animal. I can hit it with a stick when I'm off the animal, or I can sit on the animal, I can do it with a horse. I kick it on the side, and it goes. So really, the rachuv of the Mishnah is really manhig. Yachi hainu manhig. But that's the case of manhig, because the Mishnah said, Ehad rochev ve'had manhig. So the rochev is a manhig also. Today, gavne manhig. There's two types of manhig. What do you need two types for? Ma'odetema rachuv adif. Because he's doing two things. Deham manhig v'tafishba. Because not only is he being doheg, but he's also sitting on the animal. Kamash ma'alan, that hanhaga is no different than the other hanhaga. Therefore, the din is going to be yachloku. No, I would think it's stronger. That's why the Mishnah says no. But really, I tell you, rachuv alone, without kicking the animal, not, even the animal might move a bit, that's nothing. Rachuv al yedeh hanaga, it's kone, or rainu hanaga, treg avne hanaga. The teachment, this hanaga is not stronger than the other one. We go further. We're trying to bring now with ayat Rav Yehuda. You said that rochev is not kone. I bring you the ayah. Tashema, shnayim sheyu moshchin begamal. Manhigim Bahamor. Okay, you have two guys that were either Moshech, both guys are being Moshech the Gamal, Moshech, pulling it. Umanhigim Bahamor. Or, they are Noheg Hamor. Okay? For some reason, we're talking, when it comes to the camel, we talk Meshicha, right? Actually pulling the animal, pulling it like this. And when it comes to the Hamor, we're talking about Hanaga, which is like taking a stick and hitting it and causing it to move. Okay? We'll see why. Like, I mean, one animal you use one type of kinyan, and why another animal you use another type of kinyan. But anyway, what does it say? Or shaya ehad moshech ve'ehad manhig. Or one guy was doing meshicha to one animal, and one guy was doing hanhaga. So Gemara says, bimida zot, meaning if you did this kinyan, kalu, which means it's kone. Rabbi Yehuda omer le'olam lo kana ad shetem meshicha begamal ve'hanaga b'chamor. Rabbi Yehuda holds like this. The only way you could kone certain animals is in a certain way. Meshicha by a gamal and hanhaga by a hamor. You reversed it, you're not kone. Rabbi Yehuda says that the certain ways to be kone, the derech to be kone gamal is pulling it, meshicha, and the way to be kone hamor is through hanhaga. Let's get the question, but or the proof. Katani mihart, osh from the resha, osh haya moshech echad, osh haya echad moshech ve'echad manhig. Oh, what did Tanakama say? One guy was being moshech an animal, the other guy was being doheg. They're both kone. Ah, so Gemara says kat moshech u manhigin, aval rachuv lo. which is Tanakama only discussed two kinyanim by an animal. Meshicha, hanaga. But he did not discuss rechiva, because rechiva is not considered a kinyan proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah? No, no, it's not, not a proof. Hu adin dafilu rachuv. Really, Tanakama holds rachuv also. So for rachuv also, why did you only discuss noheg and moshech? V'adiktani moshech u'manig la'pukem midrbi Yehuda de'amar ad shete meshicha begamad v'anaga b'chamor kamashmalan de'afilu ipka nameh taneh. He just chose those cases to go against the Yehuda. You, the Yehuda, said, Davka Mishicha by Gamal and Hanaga by Hamor. That's why he came along and said, that doesn't matter. Mishicha, Hanaga, doesn't matter which way you use or which animal. He wasn't coming to Apuke Rechiva. He was just coming to Apuke and said, you have to specifically do a Rechiva by this and a Hanaga by this. Ki'ilu Tanakama was saying, doesn't matter. Come on, wait. If that's what he was saying, the language is not accurate. He should have combined them together and said, that would have implied what you're trying to say. Meaning you're doing hanhaga or mishicha, ben bezeh. But the way he said it sounds like you did this with this one and you did that with that one. That's mashma that you're not going against the Yehuda like the Gemara thought. Gemara says, Ika had tzad delokani. Which means, okay, adjust it a little. Really, there is a machlokes in Tanakama and the Yehuda. It's just in what degree. Rabbi Yehuda is very strict. He says, Meshicha by Gamal, Hanhaga by Hamor. You do it any other way? No good. Where Rabbi Tanakama is going to hold that by one of the animals, both will work, and by the other animal, only one will work. So it's not that you can mix and match these two by this one and these two by this one. Elayon, by one of the animals, two will work, and then by the other animal, only one will work. And the Gemara has a sefik, which one? So it says, Ika had sad delokani. Now the Gemara gives you two options. Ika de amni meshicha b'chamor won't work, but by a gamal, both will work. Vika de amni hanhaga b'gamal. And some say, hanhaga b'gamal won't work, but everything will work by a chamor. So basically, that's why the Mishnah said, according to the Yehuda, only hanaga by chamor and meshicha by gamal. That's the clear. And Tanakama, he holds, not like a Yehuda, he holds that by one of the animals, two will work, and by the other one, only one, and it's a machloket, which one? So that's what he was coming to Apuke. But he wasn't coming to Apuke, Rechiva. That's she. Third line. Ikahad sad delokani, meaning only one side is not kone. That's why he couldn't put both Mishicha v'hanaga by both animals, because he doesn't hold like that. V'tana hachi, moshkin begamal, umanhigim behamor, o shaya echad moshech ve'echad manhig be'echad behem. Otosh darko b'shnehem. So therefore, he said, you did hanaga on one, and Mishicha on one, that's for sure what he means. And then you did, one guy did Mishicha and hanaga in the animal that you're able to do both. Look at that, see again. V'tana hakim, in the fourth line. Moshchin begamal, umanigim behamor. That's for sure. Or, here's the key. Shaya echad moshech ve'echad manhig be'echad mehen. Et shedarko b'shnehem. The one that is flexible, that can have two kinyanim. La pokere b'yuda, that says each animal only has one kinyan. Continue one more point. Kamara says, oh, so therefore we tried to bring a proof for the Yehuda that Rachuv is not Kone, and we cannot bring the proof. We eat the motif Misefa. Some brought a question from the Sefa to actually bring a proof to the Yehuda. Why? Bimida zu kana. The language of the Mishnah was what? If you do this, bimida zu, either hanaga or Mishika, you're Kone. Mashma bimida zu. Bimida zu, the meute mai. Love the meute, rachuf. So proof to Rabbi Yehuda that Akuv is not kone. Lo limeute ipka. It's coming to which means if you made a hanaga with this animal and a rechiva with that one, which means you have to do the rechiva with the right animal and the hanaga with the right. The Gemara says yachi hanu Rabbi Yehuda. But the Tanakh comes the same thing with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda also says you have to do the right kidnap with the right animal. Yeah. Back to the same answer. Now what? Two for one. Which means there's tzad echad de lo kana. In one animal, tzad echad won't work. And what is that? Ika de amre, it de amre mishicha behamor, ika de amre anaga begama. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen, amen.